This is Fresh Air. Pop music may be one of the last fields in which the United States enjoys a favorable balance of trade with Japan. Today, world music commentator Milo Miles begins a two-part examination of Japanese pop. As with many other items from that country, Milo says the best Japanese pop is a refined combination of foreign elements and native delicacy.
An international power like Japan naturally develops a very diverse popular music culture. Many of the most well-liked modes over there are not, in my opinion, very appealing to most Western ears. The sludgy heavy metal, the drab jazz fusion, the shrill baby doll girl singers. A couple of styles in Japan are much more fruitful and less blandly derivative, art rock and punk rock. This time we'll take up a main thread of Japanese art rock. Back in the mid-70s, one of the first Japanese pop groups to garner international attention was the Sadistic Mika Band. They were a not-bad-but-not-great outfit that spent several albums feeling their way towards smoother and more inventive mixtures of jazzy rock and electronics. A featured songwriter was drummer Yukihiro Takahashi. This is the Sadistic Mika Band's funky Mahjong. The Sadistic Mika Band were rough pioneers, but more progress was made when Takahashi hit it off with studio keyboardist Ryuichi Sakamoto at a recording session. The two formed the Yellow Magic Orchestra, which became enormously popular in Japan at the end of the 70s. Now, I'm not recommending any of the several albums available by the Yellow Magic Orchestra. In fact, they were quite awful. Lowest common denominator, disco bleeps. Funny thing was, though, both Takahashi and Sakamoto emerged from the breakup of the band several years ago as much more accomplished and expressive performers. Takahashi is decidedly the lesser of the two, but for David Bowie fans especially, he's a must, as this sample from one of his recent solo albums shows. Speaking of David Bowie, he played the lead in the film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, and the soundtrack for that was for a long time the most readily available Ryuichi Sakamoto album in the U.S. It's still a pleasantly atmospheric little tidbit, but the host of very short tracks don't show off Sakamoto's skills to the fullest. What's most intriguing about these skills is that Sakamoto can order from such a big menu of styles. He uses his extensive formal training to pull in not just the usual electronics and rock and jazz, but opera and Eastern and Western classical traditions up to and including minimalism. Sakamoto prefers thick percussion for a sort of clockwork funk that's more declarative than mechanical. Often his keyboard will simply embellish a rather complex repeated figure and play tag with guitars or saxophones or even a string section. But there's no easy way to categorize what Sakamoto will do from one number to the next. You might get a squirt of pure dissonance or a sassy female chorus. When he's really flying through styles and textures, his work suggests what a truly one-world music would sound like. All parts from everywhere comfortable together, each lending the others a bit of color. all his shifts, Sakamoto favors a harmonious whole, and his flair for calm unity grows more evident over the course of an entire album. His overall effect is curiously soothing. Some caveats are in order. First, Sakamoto has never decided on a satisfactory vocalist, so you'll have to settle for cameos by the likes of Iggy Pop and Thomas Dolby. Second, entirely orchestral works by Sakamoto lack fully developed dynamics and tend to become rather tedious, so go for collections with numerous cuts and pop orientation. Fortunately, one of the most robust representations of Sakamoto's pop, called Neo Geo, is also one of his most easily found in this country. Those who want more should go on to the album Illustrated Musical Encyclopedia. On the cover, Sakamoto is playing a grand piano and casting the shadow of a giant ant. It's appropriate. He works hard enough.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. Ryuichi Sakamoto's album, Neo Geo, is on Virgin Records. Illustrated Musical Encyclopedia is on the Japanese import label Ten Records. This is Fresh Air.